produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hey, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are in the world today. I am so honored. I am so honored that you took time out of your busy schedule to join me today. Got a whole lot of exciting news. And you know how when you're excited about something, you're bubbling on the inside and you want everybody else to be excited? What you're excited about? That's how I feel today. First of all, let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you this today, Lord God, we just thank you for your grace, your love, your peace, and your mercy, Lord God. Go with us for the next few minutes, Lord, as we spend just a little time with you. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Use me, Lord God, as your maidservant. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So, look, let me tell you what we're going to talk about today. We are going to talk about RE. Now, I know we went back and we talked about the power of RE a couple weeks ago, a couple months ago. Then I had a couple guests come on and speak. So, we are going to talk about the power of RE. RE, to do over. It's okay to have to do something over. Reassess, renew. So today we're going to talk about reassess, release, reschedule, revamp, redesign, and realign. So Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for I know the plans that I have for you." So we're going to talk about what God has planned for us. Jeremiah 29:11, I want to read it exact. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." So today we want to talk about reassessment. Reassessment. Get out your pens, get out your paper. We're going to talk about reassessment. Take a snapshot, just a snapshot, of where you are today, where you are emotionally, mentally, physically, financially. And if you want to, you can do professionally. If you're a career person, if you stay at home, I have been a stay-at-home mom for the last, 10, 12 years, write everything down, mentally, physically, financially, emotionally, career, and spiritually. And we're going to take these step by step. Okay, y'all ready? All right, let's roll professionally. All right, we have six. I'm going to do these with y'all, too. So you're not doing it alone, and God is going to get the glory out of your life and mine as we do this. So first thing we want to do is access. Access where you are. Some of you all may say, I've done this before. I know how this rolls. Just assess where you are right now. Reassess. 25, 35, 45, 55, 65, 75, 85, however old you are, reassess where you are mentally. Are you in a good place mentally right now? The coronavirus has struck, wrecked this whole country. Number one, God allowed it to happen. Number two, you saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Let your faith kick in. That's number two. Number three, trust God. Trust God. Trust God with your mental status. All right? Mentally, are you at a place where you feel fragile? You feel like you're about to have a breakdown? Or are you at a place mentally where we've been in this coronavirus since March? Here it is, June, almost July. Where's my heart? Where's my mind? Am I focused on what God wants me to be focused on mentally? Am I able to handle this? That's where we are mentally. Are you good? Are you on a good footing mentally? Just assess where you are. You can we can put it on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 meaning bad, 10 meaning superb. And so you think about it. Am I a 10 in this area, or am I a 7? I'm okay with it. I'm more okay with it than not. Or are you a 4, still a little anxious and timid mentally? Where are you mentally? and then from mentally, we're going to roll right over to emotionally. How are you emotionally? Even before the virus, how are you emotionally? Some ladies on the call might be young and spry and in their younger years, and some ladies might, like myself, we might be in our middle years where we have children or middle-aged children, children who are teenagers, entering college, young adult children. I have to learn to say that word now. I have a young adult child. So young adult children, and or are you older? So, you know, with those different stages in life, you have different hormonal changes. You have different hormonal issues. Your body flow is different. So if you're a woman, your body's going to change. Even if you're a man, your body changes. So sit back and say, we've been in this virus since March. Where am I emotionally? Am I about to break? As I mentioned before, am I fragile? Or am I sound in my emotions? When somebody says something to me, do I just blah, 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 blah? Do I just fly off the handle? Or am I able to pull myself together and step in and go through this decision-making process? Where am I emotionally on that spectrum we use from 1 to 10? Spiritually, we're going to go with spiritually. Where am I spiritually since the virus started, since 2020? Where am I spiritually? Because if you all remember, we were all gung-ho December 31st, 2019. We were all ready. Oh, yeah, we're ready. We're going to bring in 2020. We are so ready. We got divine vision with 2020 vision. We got divine spirituality, and we're going to focus. We got spiritual focus, divine focus, and we got this and we got that. But 2020, we so excited about 2020. Y'all remember that when you went to watch night service? On December 31st, you went to church service. That's what we were all excited about. Then, wham, 2020 came in. God, before 2020 came in, God, we thank you for 2020. Give me clarity. Give me vision. Let me see clearly, oh, Lord, what you want me to see. So, I want a new job. Help me leave. I want to leave my job. I want to work from home. Excuse me, I want this, I want that. February, stuff kind of started getting a little shaky. March hit, coronavirus hit. Some people who wanted to work from home, now you got the opportunity to work from home. Some people who didn't like their job wasn't even open. You didn't even have to go. Did not even have to go. School was out. I want to spend more time with my kids. Okay. You got an opportunity to spend time with your children. So, but spiritually, have you still been in your word? Have you still been thanking God, even though that this is a strange, uncharted territory that we are in the midst of? We're in the midst of a pandemic. People all over the world, not just in the United States, not just in China, not just in Africa or Europe, Australia, Antarctica is the only place I think they have not had the pandemic, had the coronavirus show up. And I think there are even one or two people in Greenland that have had a coronavirus. Don't quote me on that now. But what I'm trying to say is we're in the middle of a pandemic. So are you spiritually sound? Are you on a sure spiritual foundation? Spiritually, do you have your intimate relationship with God? Are you and God on the same page right now? I mentioned earlier about trust. Are you trusting God in the midst of a pandemic? Are you trusting God in the midst of a pandemic? I mean, we got people going around doing things they haven't done before, saying things they haven't said before. Are you trusting God in the middle of a pandemic? Are you able to trust God? I mean, put your full trust in God right where you are. Just think about that for a moment. Are you able to just give God everything? Excuse me. Okay, God, I said I didn't want the job. You made a way. I didn't have to go to the job. Lord, I said I wanted to spend more time with my family. You made a way. Yeah, you made a way. Children home. You home every day. This not a spring break, because that's what I thought. I thought that they were going to clean out the school, then the children be able to go back to school. That's what I thought, because when we were home, that's when the pandemic occurred, was when the children were on spring break. And I thought, okay, wonderful. I'll get to spend another week with my children. No, ma'am. You get to spend a whole lot of time with your children. Still spend time with your children. So just assess where you are spiritually. 1 through 10. 1 being a low number and 10 being a high number. Your 10 is I'm trusting God. I'm seeking God. Those are your 10. Your 1 is I just get up in the morning, roll out with my day. I'm not talking to God throughout the day. I'm just rolling with today. Where are we now? Professionally, where are you professionally? So in your profession, whatever career you have, stay-at-home mom, I'm a stay-at-home mom. So when you're a stay-at-home mom, that means you're everything. You're a doctor, a lawyer, a nurse, an accountant. I often tease my husband, and I tell him he's the executive director of Olds, Inc., and I am the chief operating officer. So that means I operate everything, make sure everything rolls the way it's supposed to roll. So when you stay at home, mom, you kind of get into doing everything. So I'm a preacher, a teacher, a doctor, a lawyer, oh, and chauffeur. We can't forget chauffeur. So chauffeur is in there. Counselor, been a counselor throughout all of this. So wherever you are, if you work from home, entrepreneur, if you have your own businesses, notice I said businesses because you just can't have one. You got to have several. So where are you professionally? Are you where you want to be? Do you have the education to be where, to get to where you want to go? where are you professional? Just write down 1 to 10 where you think you are, 10 being, oh, yeah, this is what I prepare for. I'm here. I'm trusting God. I got employees. I'm doing the daggone thing. That's your 10. Number 1 might be, no, I'm not. Excuse me. No, I'm not where I want to be professionally. I don't have the education. But don't worry, because if you don't have the education, guess what? As long as you got hope, you can attain the education. And I have seen God put people in places that did not have the education, put them in places and sustain them in those places. So just because you don't have the education doesn't matter. Just make sure you have the drive and the will to want to do. Now, we're going to go back to financially. I left financial last for a reason, because I don't want us to get caught up in the money. A lot of people tend to get caught up in making money and money being their top priority. But money is important. Let's not negate that, because that's what we use. It's currency. It's a currency. Just like a current runs through the house with electricity, the money is a current. It runs through us. And it's a means to obtain what we need and want materialistically. But I don't want us to focus on the material aspect of money, but I want us to be able to open our heads and our hearts and wrap your mind around money flows through me to get what I need, what I want, to obtain goods and services. So, and we know that as Christians, we already give God our 10% off top. That's a given. So we're giving God our first fruit. We give God our 10% off top, our first fruits. So where are you financially? Are you giving God your 10%? Is that where you want to be, or the goals that you have set, the financial goals that you have set for yourself and your household? Are you at a 10, or are you at a 1, not where you want to be at all? And it's okay. It's okay, no matter where you are on the spectrum, it is fine. We're just doing an assessment. We're just going to assess. So you could get a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, a total of 60 points from the spectrum and the measurement that I have used. You can get a total of 60 points. Now, doesn't matter if you got 6 points. Doesn't matter if you got 20. 20 points, whatever, 28 points. Does not matter. What matters is that you take that list and in each area make a decision, make a goal mentally. Today is today is the 26th of June. Make a note, Lord, tomorrow, not even a week from now. Just do it little bit by little bit by little bit. And just say, Lord, mentally, this is where I am. I'm at a two today, Lord. I'm a wreck, Lord. My mind is scattered. It's all over the place. Give it to the Lord. Just give it to him. Which brings us to our next R. Our next R is release. Release it. You take that mental, the emotional, the physical, the spiritual, the professional, and the financial. We wrote it down. Remember? I told you go get a piece of paper and a pen. So you wrote it down. And in each area, go through. So when I got married 19 years ago, almost 19 years ago, I'll say 19 years ago, this month, tried on my wedding dress. I found my wedding dress in a book. Found it in a book. Never saw the dress except for in the book. Was not in the store. So almost 19 years ago, see, I probably saw that dress in the end of July, beginning of August. Saw the dress 19 years ago. 19 years ago, I weighed 112 pounds. Do you hear me? 19 years ago, I weighed 112 pounds. Do I want to be back to 112 pounds? No, I don't. Because 19 years ago, that young lady had not been through what this grown woman has been through. That's not the same person. So as we go and you're assessing, remember, you don't want to be back all the way back to where you were, because where you are now also has some benefits. That young lady 19 years ago did not have the spiritual foundation. I had a little foundation, but I wasn't grounded like I am now. Both of my parents were living. Now both of my parents are deceased. So my relationship with God has changed and transformed from 19 years ago. 19 years ago, I was wearing a size 2. A size 2. My wedding dress, she told me to buy my wedding dress as a 4 so that they could cut around it. Or maybe I was a 4 and they wanted me to buy a 6 just so they could cut around it. So you have to think about where I am. Look at where you are right now. Look at who you are right now and who you want to be. So now, I'm going to be very honest with y'all, because y'all my people, we got a relationship. Very honest with you. Now, I weigh 172 pounds. I think I weighed yesterday. About 172 pounds. 112, 22, 32, 42, 52, 62, 72. I have gained 60 pounds. 60 pounds. Wait a minute. Let me recount it. 22, 32, 42, 52, 62. I have gained 60 pounds in 19 years. I have 3 children. A lot of wisdom, like I said before. So now, for me to get to a size that's good for me, I went from a 2 to a 10. So for me to get back, there's some things that I'm going to have to do physically. If I say, Lord, I'm at a 4. Physically, I'm at a 4. But this is my goal. Instead of weighing 172, my goal is to weigh 142. You have to take the steps to get to your goal. You have to see, okay, Lord, I'm at 172. What do I need to do today? Just today. What do I need to do today to be the best Carla I need to be? What do I need to do today to be the best Betty or the best Janie, the best Susie that I can be? And what I want us also to do is to note that everything you do, you're doing it for God's glory. You are doing it unto the Lord. Everything you do, you're doing it unto the Lord. So physically, you write down your goal, what you want to happen, and to take the steps that you have to take to accomplish what you need to accomplish. So spiritually, okay, Lord, this is where I am spiritually, but I want to be here, Lord. I want to have a relationship with you, Lord, a daily, ongoing relationship with you, Lord, and just keep going. These are the steps that I need to take. Do I need to get up a little bit earlier, read my Bible, pray, refocus? Do I need to go to bed a little bit earlier so that I can spend my bedtime with the Lord? Decompress from the day. Like I said, I have three children. I'm a stay-at-home mom, primarily a stay-at-home mom. So I need to decompress. Not just at the end of the day either. I need to decompress throughout the day. So sometimes you need to step back and decompress and meditate. One thing I found myself doing that helps mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, spiritually, and professionally is to take a walk. Get up from what you're doing. Excuse me. I know you focused on your life, engrossed in your work. It's okay. Take a step back. Get up. Go for a walk. It will clear your mind, clear your head. Get in a quiet place, and then just release it. Excuse me. Take all of those steps and release it. Release all of those things. Give it all to the Lord. Write your goals down. Write what you can do, not what God can do, because God specializes in the impossible. That's a whole nother sermon. But God specializes in the impossible. You write down what you can do. Instead of eating a cookie, eat some spinach. That'll help you get toward your goal. Instead of watching TV or on Facebook, Netflix, Instagram, instead of doing that, read your Bible. Because let me tell you, some of those stories in the Bible just as good, if not juicier, than what's on that television. So, yes, we're going to do that. Our next re is reschedule. Reschedule what you have going on in your life right now. Okay, look at your schedule. Look at your paper. Look at your schedule. Look at your paper. Look at your schedule and look at your paper. Write down for your schedule how your day goes. But what I want you to do is switch it up a little bit. If you can, switch some things up, switch it up a little bit. Maybe you can go to work, or if you're working from home, log on an hour earlier so you can have a two-hour lunch. Or log on an hour earlier so you can log on an hour later. Log on 2 hours earlier so you can take an hour lunch, and then maybe log off a little bit earlier. But revamp some things. Just begin to reschedule some things. So one thing that I do know is the definition of insanity is to keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different result. Now that would drive you insane. keep doing the same thing, but I'm expecting something different. Keep doing the same thing, but I'm expecting something different. I keep walking down the same street, but I want to go somewhere else. In order to go somewhere else, you got to get off that street and go to another street. You want to see something different, you got to get onto another street. So that's reschedule. Revamp. This is a good one. Revamp. After you have your schedule and you have your assessment that we did with mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, spiritually, and professionally, revamp some stuff. Switch some stuff up. Change some stuff. And I will be the first to tell you, the last 10 or 12 years of my life, I was focused on taking care of my parents. I was focused on taking care of my children. I was focused on taking care of my husband. That's what I have been focused on for the last 10 or 12 years of my life. True enough, I was able to stop and, or in the middle, go to seminary. So I was able to do that. But basically, I was taking care of people. Somewhere in the mix, I didn't take care of myself, especially since 2013, the last 7 years. I put myself on a back burner. And I did what everybody else wanted me to do. Mommy, I got Girl Scouts. Mommy, I got track practice. Mommy, I got to go to school. Mommy, I got this. Honey, I got to do this. Honey, I got to do that. I need to go drive 3 hours away, take care of my mom. Drive 3 hours away, take care of my dad. 3 hours away, take care of my grandma. Heck, I moved in with my grandma to take care of her after my parents passed away. Don't lose yourself in the middle of trying to find yourself while you're helping other people. Don't lose yourself in the middle of trying to find yourself while you're helping other people. Don't get me wrong. Would not have traded that sacrifice for nothing. I loved being at home with the children. Challenging? Yes. Being there having dinner ready when my husband got home from work. Loved it, especially when he called ahead of time to tell me he was running late. Enjoyed it. Working at churches, working for churches, preaching. Enjoyed it. Taking care of my mom and my dad, would not trade that experience for the world. I'm so glad God blessed me with those opportunities to take care of my mom, my dad, my grandmother. Enjoyed it. Hard? Yes. Challenging? Yes. Crying? Yes. Middle of the day crying. Middle of the night crying. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Said some things to some people I probably shouldn't have said. You know, sometimes you just you're in that space. So, talking to God, lots. Driving down the street, praying. Walking down the street, praying. Crying walking down the street. So, just revamp some things. And write down what, as I told you, don't forget to write down what your goals are for yourself mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, professionally, and financially. You want to be CEO of a company, write it down professionally. Write it down. Then go back and look, how can I revamp my life and revamp my schedule so that I can accomplish these goals? Now, remember, our verse, Jeremiah 29:11, says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you." So like I said, write everything down, release it, give it to God, release it, That's what God, that's what I want. Reschedule some things, revamp some things. Redesign some things in your life. Just redesign some stuff. I know one thing, I grew up in a household with a mother who was very practical. She was very, very practical. She, her and my father bought a house in 1970. They had a bedroom set. They bought in 1970 when they bought their house. That bedroom set lasted from 1970 to, I want to say, 1993. Yes, yes, that bedroom set lasted from 1970 to 1993. Yes, that's how long that bedroom set lasted. In 1993, they said, well, let's go ahead on and buy us a bedroom suit. They did not get the entire suit until the end of 1993, maybe 1994-ish, I want to say. But they were so practical. They were not frivolous. They didn't waste, were not wasteful. But my mom kept the same living room set for years. She kept her washer and dryer for years. So redesign, she never changed anything until we got older. So maybe there are some aspects of your life that you can redesign. Me personally, I know that there are some things that I need to do to redesign my personal environment. I need to put paint on some walls. Physically, mentally, emotionally, I need to put some paint on some walls. I need to change some stuff up. I need to redesign. Redesign my lifestyle. Am, is what I'm doing effective? Am I being effective to God's kingdom? Is that what I'm doing? Or, as the word says, that, am I just a clanging cymbal, a tinkling bell? Is that all I'm doing? Redesign. And it's okay to redesign. It's all right. And back to my parents' furniture, they kept their furniture in the same spot. They never moved their furniture. The bed stayed in one spot. The dresser stayed in one spot. The chest of drawers stayed in one spot. They never moved the furniture. So sometimes you need to just rearrange the furniture. And it's perfectly all right to rearrange the furniture. Rearrange the lamp. You know what? Don't even change the lamp. Get a new shade. I've seen lampshades on sale for $3 to $5, $10. Change your lampshade. Just redesign that. You know what, one thing that really amazed me was, went to the Dollar Tree. Yeah, regular old Dollar Tree. Went to Dollar Tree. Let me tell you what I got. Got some new pot holders. Got, and I got red. Got red. I'm stepping out of my conservative circle. Got red. Got some red pot holders. Got some red towels. And put them on the oven. Change my whole outlook. So when I go into the kitchen, now instead of seeing something drab, I see bright red. And it changes your emotional state when you go in and you see something different. Those towels get old, fold them up, put them in the drawer. You know how we do, ladies. You got towels from 1952. Got a little hole in it, got a little rip in the side, but you still got them. You still got them. But just redesign a little bit, and that will help with your emotional state. Last one is realign. Realign. When you're driving a car, you hit a pothole in the road. When you hit that pothole in the road, the car goes, rrr, it shakes, and it may throw your car out of what we call alignment. And you have to go into the shop, get your car realigned. after our talk today, I want you to think about yourself. Think about yourself and all of the potholes that you have hit going through your life. You hit divorce. You hit dropped out of high school, dropped out of college, dropped out of nursing school, had a baby out of wedlock, had a baby while I was married, but it's not my husband's baby, and don't nobody know that but me and the other man, or he don't even know. I ain't told nobody. Then hit another pothole with divorce, hit a pothole with some deaths, mama, daddy, children, miscarriage. You hit the deaths of another pothole of death, maybe your aunt died, your uncle. Hit another pothole with you lost your job. Hit another pothole with this happened, that happened. So what I'm going to encourage you to do today is after we're finished, I want you to go in. Just like you take your car in, if you have a Lexus, have a BMW, Mercedes. I'm going to use Mercedes because they say the Mercedes is a precision driving machine. I'm going to tell you, you take your car in, and, you know, we don't take our Mercedes to the shade tree mechanic. No. You take your old Chevy, your old Ford. That's what you take over to the shade tree mechanic. You don't take your Mercedes over to the shade tree mechanic. You take the Mercedes back to the dealership. And just like a Mercedes, you are a precision instrument. And what you do is you take that precision instrument back to the dealer. So today, I want you to go back to God. God is your dealer. God is your creator. Take it right back to the Lord. God knows what you need. God knows what you want. God knows your desires. Because remember, we wrote it down just a few minutes ago. I encourage you, take it back to God. God, I'm not here just for an alignment. I'm here for a complete overhaul. I need my batteries checked. I need my spark plugs checked. I need my engine checked. I need to have my transmission fluid flushed. I need to have my oil flushed. I need to have my windshield washer fluid flushed. Check my windshield wipers. Check my rearview mirrors. Make sure the defroster is working, Lord, so I can see clearly as I go forward, as I move, Lord. Check my tire pressure. Check my heart. Check my mind, check my spirit, Lord. Make sure that once I leave your presence, I can move forward and go through with what you have for me to do, Lord. After I come out of this overhaul state, after I come out of the shop, you know, when you take your Mercedes to the Mercedes dealership, they vacuum it out for you. And they'll wash it for you. So let me tell you, Lord, I'm coming in, Lord, for an entire overhaul. Now, when I come out, Lord, I need a little vacuuming around my edges, Lord. Shine me up. Buff me up, Lord God. Make me look good. Not just on the outside, but on the inside. Under the hood, Lord. Under the hood, how am I looking, Lord? Do I need to have my engine flushed? How am I looking under the hood, Lord? How's my heart under my hood, Lord? So today, that's what I want to encourage you to do, to reassess, release, reschedule, revamp, redesign, and realign. Get back in order with the Lord. Line yourself up so that you are accomplishing the will of God for your life. Now, everybody is different. Don't try to say, because Susie losing 10 pounds, I need to lose 10 pounds. You might not need to lose but 3. You might not need to lose any. You just might need to go get some exercise, and you'll be all right. So that's what I encourage you all to look at, today. I'm so thankful. I'm so, so thankful and grateful for Josie's Inspirations and Caleb Padgett. So let me tell you all something really special. This is one of the reasons why I'm so excited. Please go visit my website, www.CarlaJOlds.com. Go visit the website, CarlaJOlds.com. Now, on the website, little some goodies on the website. Please feel free, check the website out. There's a place for you to do prayer requests. You can even see my face and see some of the things that I'm doing. Register for the newsletter. Please register for the newsletter when you go to the site. Register for the newsletter. So that way you'll stay abreast of everything that's happening and that's going on. If you have anything you want to say to me, feel free. Send me an email, Carla@CarlaJOlds.com. All right, now let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, as we come to you this afternoon, this evening, this morning, wherever we are in the world, we just thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, and we just lift up your holy name, Father. Father, as we move forward, please help us. Help us, Lord God, to release. The other things pretty easy for us to do, because that's what we do, because we think we're in control. But Lord God, please help us to release. Help us to release and give it to you, O Lord, because your word says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Lord, Lord, we're giving it all to you. We are giving it to you. And God, once we give it to you, help us to not take it back. Once we release it to you, we wrote it down. Habakkuk 2:2 says, write the vision, make it plain, so that whoever reads it can run with it. God, we're giving it to you. We want you to read it, Lord God. We want you to run with it. We know that as we transform and as we change, we reassess, release, reschedule, revamp, redesign, realign. We know that as we do those things, Lord God, it's going to be hard. It's going to call for us to pull back and make some changes. But Lord God, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, we lift you up, and we just magnify your holy name. Lord, I ask that you bless Josie Hopkins and Josie's Inspirations. I ask that you bless Kayla and Caleb Padgett Radio, Lord God. Bless the other ministers that minister all over the world, Lord. We just thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, and we lift up your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right, everybody, I have enjoyed our time together. Please, please, please go back and do the steps. Now, I'm going to go back and do the steps. I'm going to go back, do everything that I instructed you all to do. I'm going to do. So for our July show, we're going to have a super special guest on for our July show. This is a gentleman that I actually went to college with in North Carolina. So he's going to come on, Dr. Victor Archie, and he's going to talk to us next month. So you got a month and a couple weeks to do the reassessment, and we're going to get back to the reassessment in August if you haven't forgotten. But sign up for the newsletter, and we can work through this together. Send me an email. Talk to you soon. Rev O. Love you all.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.